And then it's Dickens who pulls it all together in a marvelous summary of these people. He uses his creative imagination, and here they come. Hurrah for our team of visionaries, he says. Can't you just see them assembling, getting ready for the work? There's old Mutz Sandu, president of Urari in Africa, with his black smiling face, and little Miss Henshaw peeping over her glasses just fresh out of her schoolroom in Aberdeen. General Soulier, with his full chest of military ribbons from Paris, extols the virtue of military discipline to Mark Venture, head of Venture Engineering in Brisbane, Australia. Carl Ibsen, the Norwegian architect, is discussing Gothic architecture with Jeremy Hiscox, a reader in history at Cambridge, England. Then there's little Sally Hurst, high school student from Auckland, New Zealand, meeting her pen pal Nicholas Andropov from Moscow for the first time. The Welsh poet, Daniel Thomas, has a rapt audience for his oratory. Boris Gunther, dairy farmer from the Rhine Valley, Junichi Yakasawa, president of Yakasawa Incorporated, Tokyo, Carmen Santander, dark-eyed Spanish singer and dancer, William Bates, publisher of New World Press from Los Angeles, and George Cardinal, chief of the Red Earth Band in northern Alberta, Canada. Now add to this Teresa Romano, mother of two sons and three daughters from Naples, Esther Fisher, Israeli artist from Tel Aviv, Lin Yuen, senior secretary in the People's Republic of China, Mohammed Hussein from Jordan and head of a project planning commission at the United Nations headquarters in New York, Indira Murthy, biologist from New Delhi, and Father Luis Valdez from San Diego. Now, here we have a full assembly of Earth people, which, for a Victorian novelist from London, shows a grand stretch of...